they go to a priest locally in Maryland, and he says, okay, I'll perform an exorcism. He takes the kid to Georgetown University Hospital, Catholic Jesuit institution, straps the kid down to a hospital bed and starts the prayers of exorcism. And the account of it that has come out is that the kid somehow gets a hand to a piece of the spring in the bed and either bends it or breaks it off and slashes the priest's arm from shoulder to wrist, 100 stitches. Well, that's the end of that exorcism. And the family, then the kid, the mother one morning sees L-O-U-I-S on the kid's chest and says, does that mean St. Louis?
Because they had relatives here.
Y-E-S comes on the kids, so they get on the evening train and get to St. Louis.
But, you know, I've heard over the years a little about this telekinesis. So Uri Geller, I believe his name was,
you
used to move spoons around.
Right.
Okay. I'll buy the spoons. I'm not so sure about a chair being thrown around a room.
Yeah. But, you know, you had this methodical diary that he eventually emerges from this. He has no less than 48 witnesses. Okay. I mean, 48 is not a lot when you think of, you know, how big a population you're dealing with. But everybody, even people who were kind of hesitant to say anything definitive about this. I mean, there was a physicist in who had worked on the atomic bomb, and he said he saw something strange. There were a couple of local doctors, medical doctors, who were skeptical, and yet they felt things were going on. And if you don't believe it, you start thinking about the power of suggestion. And I know Father Halloran, who was my chief contact on this and a good friend, he was skeptical right to the very end. He never could bring himself to absolutely believe. And yet he said, I saw a bottle of holy water fly around. I saw the bed move. I saw scratches appear on the kid. While I was looking at him, I saw the scratches go down his arm. When you deal with witness accounts that detailed and that seemingly authentic, I don't know, my head just fills up with a combination of doubt and mystery.